Aloha kako, and good morning. A while back, there was an interfaith peace walk that took place. This event was part of the 125th Hawaii Kyodan anniversary celebration activity and was held to honor those who passed away due to the horrific atomic bombing of Nagasaki, Japan. I experienced the event as a solemn ceremony that helped me to more fully realize the depth of the experience of the destruction of fellow human beings. In an instant, mass destruction occurred for 20,000 people, with 50,000 being wounded. Later figures estimate 87,000 died, many from the after effects of the bomb. One is left with the thought as to how is it imaginable that such destructive measures are used against one another? Why? What causes such destructive thinking and action to occur? When my wife and I were chaperones for the Ibiski program a while back, we brought 15 youths from Hawaii to visit the Peace Museum in Hiroshima, Japan. After we went through the experience of seeing the museum with graphic displays of the horrific suffering of the victims of the bomb, there was one student who said to us as he came out of the museum, "Hopeless, hopeless. There is no hope for this world." That is what he said. What he said resonated and stayed with me for a long time afterwards. He had felt the depth of the destructive nature of man, although I remember that we had tried to console him by talking about the need for peace in this world. I knew that deep within us there was a great fear of the future of humanity. A movie was shown prior to the peace walk service at the Hawaii Betsuing. The movie depicted the journey of three ministers who had come from Nagasaki, Japan to bring closure to the bombing of their city 69 years ago. Their journey was to walk from San Francisco, California to New Mexico, the site of the atomic bomb testing that occurred prior to the actual bombings of Japan. Along the long journey from California to New Mexico, these ministers walked along the highways and were treated warmly by the people they met. Some provided food, some medical support, and a place to sleep for the night. It was nice to see the support of those who, I think, realized the importance of their journey. Never again was their aspiration to all. When the ministers reached the site of the bomb testing in New Mexico, a federal base site, they held a peace ceremony on the exact site of where the bomb was tested. Lighted candles symbolic of peace were presented to a shrine set up on the site. This was done to bring closure to the destructive event that occurred and to look forward to the end of future destructive actions. It was a moving scene where a display of caring for all humanity was involved. In Buddhism, one thing should be remembered in connection with the problem of suffering. Every one of us human beings is deeply interrelated with fellow human beings in an inner togetherness. As long as our fellow beings are unhappy, none of us can remain aloof from them. We cannot but share the unhappiness with them. Because of the inner togetherness of man, sympathy can be awakened within us. I remember a story about a group of Hawaiian youths while working at a social service agency a while back. Here there were several boys and girls who were sitting in the back of a pickup truck, and they were having a good time talking stars, enjoying their time with one another. One girl, however, was not enjoying herself and showed some angry feelings by the look on her face. The rest of the group asked her, "Hey, what's the matter? Why are you acting this way?" The girl stated that their good friend's mother had passed away recently, and here we are having a good time, not even thinking about how her and her family are feeling. This was sympathy awakened for her. It can hardly be doubted that we are so born as to be sensitive of our inner togetherness. As long as our fellow human beings are unhappy, none of us can remain aloof from them. In Jeff Wilson's book, Buddhism of the Heart, Wilson describes the Pure Land as a place of togetherness. It is expressed in stories such as the desire to be born together with all beings, people, bugs, critters, whales, and so on, in Amida's realm. We don't seek just our own salvation. We are only fully happy when we can be born together with all others. No one is left behind by Amida. No one is left out. This does not sound like the sort of society that we live in today, but it does give us something to aspire for. Togetherness has a technical term in Pure Land Buddhism, Kyosei, which translates as, quote-unquote, co-living. Kyosei is the application of, quote, born together with all beings, end quote, to our present imperfect world. In this difficult, stressful world of ours, one finds it hard to imagine it to become a Pure Land in the sense that it will be free of all problems. Yet, even so, the Pure Land is never apart from this world, and we have the ability to work to alleviate more of the world's suffering. Thankful for the blessings we receive, we can try to be kinder, more open-minded, and more accepting of one another. And we can work to eliminate barriers between people so that our togetherness is brought to light and honored. For the Shin Buddhist scholar, Dae Kaneko, togetherness is the fulfillment of the Bodhisattva ideal, which strives to create an awareness of co-identity between beings so that they will assist each other in the universal work of liberation. For us Shin Buddhists, this togetherness is realized in Shinjing, our trusting heart, when we see that we are all mutually embraced by Amida, and from this rises the grounds for Pure Land activism in the world. Seeing the equality of self and other, and realizing that our opponents suffer from the same afflictions which we do. At temple, we are familiar with the gatha Namo Amida Butsu. It goes like this. When life is fair and sunlight gilds the day, when fortune smiles and flowers adorn our way, oft let us pause with grateful hearts to say, Namo Amida Butsu. E'en though our way leads neath the darkened sky, and to our loved ones pain and death draw nigh, our tears may flow, yet trustingly we cry, Namo Amida Butsu. Sometimes in this life, we say the Nembutsu while smiling. Sometimes we say the Nembutsu while crying. It is always the same Nembutsu. The trusting heart is a gift that sustains us through the darkest paths of life, gives us joy when we pause in gratitude and acknowledge the support of other power, never abandoning us and always drawing us on toward the realm of bliss. Many people have appreciated such support in their lives. People struggling with terminal illnesses, with severe disfigurements, with the loss of parents, spouses, and children. People facing financial problems beyond their means and nuclear war. The Nembutsu is not magic. It cannot make these real problems go away. But even as the tears flow, the cry of the heart that breaks and the cry of the heart that trusts, we are held fiercely by great compassion. When we see this, we can put aside egoism and work to create the conditions for peace. Thank you. Namo Amida Butsu.